Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Fabi.
And this is Gabe.
And we're going to talk about an article we read by Alexander Wirth, who was a journalist for the London Sunday Times, called Inside a Nazi Death Camp, that he wrote in 1944. And he tells us how his experience was when he was there with the Russian army. He starts by saying that the system grew to include about 100 camps that were divided into two. Concentration camps for slave labor in nearby factories, and death camps for the systematic extermination of undesirable, including the Jewish people, gypsies, homosexuals, and the mentally retarded, and others. The Nazis had a concept to establish a pure society. So Jewish people and the gypsies and them, they weren't part of the pure society. And it estimated that 1.5 million died at the camps during its 3 years of operations. He says, my first reaction to Maidenek was a feeling of surprise. I had imagined something horrible and sinister beyond words. It was nothing like that. It looked singularly harmless from outside.
The first death camp was established in 1941 at Chełmno in Poland. When the packs of people arrived to the camp, they were asked to remove their clothes and go under a quick wash. After the washing was over, they were asked to go into the next room. At this point, even the most unsuspecting must have begun to wonder. For the next room was a series of large square concrete structures, each about one quarter of the size of the normal bathhouse. And unlike a bathhouse, it had no windows. The people, men one time, women another time, and children the next, would go in completely dark, except for a small light in the ceiling and the spy hole in the door. The process of gassing began. First, some hot air was pumped in from the ceiling, and then the pretty pale blue crystals of cyclone were showered down on the people, and in the hot wet air, they rapidly evaporated. In anything from 2 to 10 minutes, everybody was dead. Nearly 2,000 people could be disposed of here simultaneously. It was hard for many people to take in because in just a few minutes, many people died thinking they were disinfecting themselves. He also noticed a word, vergast, had drawn crudely above it a skull and crossbones. He had never seen this word before, but it obviously meant gassed. And not just gassed, it meant gassed out.